A can of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or iced tea could soon cost a bit more in Philadelphia. It's poised to become the first major U.S. city to pass a soda tax. From member station WHYY, Katie Colinari reports.
After months of debate and a day of tense negotiations, a Philadelphia City Council committee voted last night in favor of a 1.5 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks. That's lower than the 3 cents per ounce originally floated. In a twist, the council decided to tax diet drinks, too. The compromise helped to get some council members on board who were concerned that the burden would fall hardest on Philadelphia's poorest residents. Still, just before the vote, Council President Daryl Clark acknowledged the deal wouldn't please everyone.
The action that we will take will probably have some people with a sour taste in their mouths, but we believe that working with those individuals on a long-term basis, we will ensure that this will be a fair and equitable solution.
Hours before the decision, hundreds of critics protested outside City Hall, including members of the local Teamsters Union, which represents people who work in soda bottling plants and drive delivery trucks. Union leader Daniel Grace warned his members the tax could threaten their jobs and hit their wallets.
This tax will be passed on to the Philadelphia citizens, who are already among the highest taxed citizens in the country. Enough already!
The taxes faced fierce opposition from the soda industry. The American Beverage Association poured more than $4 million into an ad campaign. On the pro-tax side, about $1 million came in part from wealthy former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who failed to pass a ban on oversized sodas as a public health measure. Philadelphia's mayor, Jim Kenney, didn't argue health. Instead, he pushed the roughly $90 million a year in revenue that could be put to popular projects.
People understand pre-K, they understand community schools, they understand that their parks, recreation centers, and libraries need to be restored.
Other American cities are watching closely. Berkeley, California passed a sugary drinks tax in 2014, and similar measures are on the ballot in San Francisco, Oakland, and Boulder, Colorado this fall. Philadelphia's city council takes its final vote next week. For NPR News, I'm Katie Colinari.